For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thing called the Kentucky Network. I guess obviously it's one of them podcast groups. Says
okay.
Georgia is scared to get Stoops mad about this weekend, so they're being awful respectful.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good take.
Damn sure. Scared.
Yeah.
I want to play Kentucky mad.
No, you don't.
You don't want
to
play
and
Kentucky.
That's why when Kirby went to the podium after the game on Saturday, he said every time we go up there, it's hard.
Yes.
There's no easy wins in Kentucky.
Being respectful.
Now, he said that before South Carolina beat him 31-6.
He did.
That was before that. He didn't know that was going to happen yet because he can't see the future.
Yes.
I would encourage them. Actually, I wouldn't. I would encourage them to say dumb stuff and try to get clicks, and that's fine. But if they have the time today, I would encourage them to go listen to Kirby talk about any school they play.
Yes.
No matter if it's Tennessee Tech.
Yes.
Or if it's. If it's going to be Michigan in the national, whatever, like whoever it is, he says really nice stuff about it.
Yes, he does.
And the first thing he always says is they're very well coached.
Yes.
They're very well. They play hard. They're very well coached.
And the SEC.
It's hard to win. It's hard to win on the road in the SEC.
Yeah.
Which is. It's true. It's harder to beat some teams than it is others. But nonetheless, it's what he says about everybody. Now, I will say this too. I think he's right. I mean, I think Stoops is a good coach.
I think he is a very good coach.
But I think it's been a couple tough years.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about this during SEC Media Days. Like, I know that he's won there for a while. He's the longest tenured coach in the SEC, right? So he's got a little bit more leeway than most.
Yes.
But it is still the SEC. And you only get to be not good for a while.
Yes.
And he needs to sneak up and have one of those 9 or 10 win seasons. He hadn't had one of those in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't look like one of those teams.
No.
They got a bad offensive line. Yep. And I know Vandegrift didn't play well last week.
They're going to come out fired up against Georgia.
Sure. Yeah. They got embarrassed last week at home against South Carolina.
Yes.
Again, they're at home again. But Georgia.
Where's game day this week? Is it in Madison?
LSU, South Carolina.
LSU, South Carolina.
LSU, South Carolina.
They're in South Carolina. In South Carolina.
Is it in Columbia?
Yeah, it's in Columbia.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, good. Good. That's fun. Good for South Carolina.
Madison is fine. Also, a big Fox Noon could be there. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Got it. But that's Alabama. Alabama's at Camp Randall.
Yeah.
So all right.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's two kind of fun ones. There's no Texas, Michigan this weekend. There's not even Tennessee, NC State. I don't know if there's any ranked teams playing each other this week. I think there's obviously the top ranked teams are playing and there's some decent opponents. But I mean, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I mean, it should be a lot of fun up there in Columbia. I mean, it's a fun college town.
I heard it's very hot.
Game day there was there a couple years ago. Wasn't there up there? I think, and they had a great.
I like that their quarterback wears glasses.
Yeah, and he looked better this game.
Yeah, he's a freshman.
Because he looked awful in
the
first game.
He struggled a lot in the first game. Honestly, it was Old Dominion.
Yes.
They probably should have lost that game if Old Dominion's quarterback hadn't made just a brutal error, fumbled in the end zone. They get the ball on the 5-yard line, they score, and they win, and nobody will remember it. Because week two, they go into Kentucky and beat Kentucky down.
The hell out of Kentucky.
Yeah, they got – South Carolina's got some good players. They got a freshman on that defensive line that's going to be a top 10 pick.
Yeah, but they got a – so you got the head coach. When is his little quirkiness and facial expressions go away, and you got to, because he's getting on that list of that seat warming up.
Yeah, but you know how that seat goes.
Yeah,
you lose, seat warms up.
Yeah,
you win, seat cools down.
Yeah,
it's all it is.
Yeah,
I mean, 2 years ago at the end of the year, they won all those great games, those rivalry games.
You remember that?
And the enthusiasm was through the roof, which it should be. I mean, that's what it is. That's all. You know what it is. How he behaves matters zero. We just got a text or a tweet from somebody who was wondering if Raheem Morris's happy-go-lucky attitude is going to wear thin.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they lose. If they lose
like
games.
Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn in the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Randy, you don't know what you're talking about. It's a Brotherhood here in Atlanta. Did you not see? Dude. Okay, man. I understand the excitement. Just like the whole the Georgia Tech excitement after 2 weeks. I get it.
What changed?
Huh?
What changed?
With what?
Both of those situations.
Lost.
They lost. They lost.
They
games.
Lost.
They lost. It's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
There's two things that matter.
The Brotherhood, Randy.
There's a lot of things that matter in sports, but there's two things that really matter over time, over and over and over again.
Winning.
That every decision is winning, and then closely followed by money. Those are the two things that matter. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. Everything after that.
You saw that phrase that they're talking about today, Randy.
Washington is playing Washington State Saturday. Tradition doesn't matter.
I saw that in Oregon State playing.
Oregon State are playing Saturday. It's September.
Yeah.
it's still summer.
Right.
The summer solstice hasn't happened, or the fall, whatever, equinox. I don't know what it is. That's like next weekend. We're playing them in the summer. My Grammy's rolling over in her grave. She loved that apple cup.
Like they just gonna
Thanksgiving
have to,
weekend.
Gonna
come
to,
on,
they're gonna have to get apples from Aldi. All right,
I think the apples down here you can pick them down here because it's warmer.
Was you gonna come and get some of these and take them out there?
Yeah, you take a North Carolina apple out there or something like that. I don't know. I don't know how you have an apple cup with no apples. I'm sure they'll figure it out.
That's what I said. They got to hit up a grocery store or something.
Yeah, because there's always apples at the grocery
store.
Yeah,
so all you gotta do, all you need the apples for is to fill up that trophy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
the cup.
The cup. I'm sorry. Cup. My bad. The cup.
I'm sure it's sponsored by something.
Can I ask you? I saw a post. Someone wrote an article about the Oregon State game still not having a name 4 years later.
It's a Civil War.
I call it the Civil War.
We were supposed to stop?
Yeah. I didn't stop.
Did anyone?
No, I've never heard of it.
Except for the one author of that article?
Oh, I know. It's always been called Civil War.
Well, it's one of those things where everyone calls it that.
Red River Shootout?
Except for the people that are on TV because they can't.
Right.
Like, they're not allowed to call it that anymore. Like, I don't even think you're supposed to call Georgia, Florida the cocktail party.
Well, it is.
Yeah, it is.
The world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
That's what it is. And it's an awesome name.
And it's an awesome venue to go to. Now, they shut down the landing, I think.
I thought they renovated it.
Oh, I know they renovated or shut it down.
I was supposed to go down there a couple years ago, but it didn't happen.
Because I told you it wasn't going to happen. Y'all didn't want to. Oh, man.
I was pretty sure we were going.
Y'all were so...
I was pretty excited. I thought we were going. I thought we were going, and then we didn't.
I'm going this year, so I'll let y'all know.
You let me know.
If it's there.
You let me know, and don't call it the cocktail party.
Who are you going with? You going with Pops?
Yeah.
Good.
Pops a Gator fan?
Yeah.
Does Pops have a Gator outfit?
Oh, come on. It's going to be a problem.
Does he have a Gator bolo
You might
tie?
Be able to see us on the broadcast really? Knowing what he might wear.
I Mr. Gordon, I can see just everything Florida Gators.
Florida bolo tie, maybe?
Florida bolo tie. He'll have one of those, like, you know, you can get, like, Hawaiian shirts now that have, like, your team on it?
Yes.
The print Hawaiian
Andy,
shirts?
It's in my basket on one of my apps, the Bush one.
Oh.
And I'm so close to pressing send. I mean, pressing buy. I don't know what's holding me back for buying this Bush. It's like a lime green Bush shirt.
Yeah.
I look at it every day.
What do you think it is that's holding you back? I think you should press,
I don't know.
Press buy.
I don't know.
And then wear it to work.
It's sitting in the cart.
Huh? Do it.
Yeah.
It's sitting in the
cart. Y'all should start.
It's sitting in the cart.
I know we're getting like a little close to like, content creator-ish, but y'all should start a public Amazon wish list and see who would buy you that
There's
shirt.
There's no way in hell I'm letting another man buy me nothing.
You mean like a stripper?
Influencer?
Sorry. Yeah, an influencer.
Same thing.
I mean, my voice is sexy, but I don't know if it's going to get me that shirt.
I am not going to ask
another man to buy me nothing.
It could be a woman.
That is true. But then she would get mad.
Yeah,
she would get mad. Like,
What's worse?
What's worse? A man buying me a shirt?
I bought you a shirt.
You bought
for
me
your
a
birthday.
Shirt. You did buy me a shirt. But that's different.
But we're friends.
Yes.
We're brothers.
But somebody buying me a shirt or a woman buying
you know
me a
shirt?
You
know what's really annoying, though? Yeah. Is that's the shirt I wanted to buy you. Because I saw that shirt. There was they had like cowboy hats.
Yes.
Bush Light cowboy hats.
You asked me about that. And
luckily
one.
They got you.
I have one.
And then I saw the Bush Light like Hawaiian shirt at the same Walmart.
Yes.
Because we were at the.
You're about to Walmart.
Because that's where they sell stuff like that. We were at the good trashy Walmart in Waynesville. Okay. Waynesville, North Carolina is the type of Walmart you want to go to. That is some good people watching. It's also very funny to go in there with my wife or her family because everybody knows it.
Right.
So she'd be like, oh God, walk away. Walk away. Walk away. It's Teresa, what's her name, from third grade. But the one in Marietta is too fancy.
Right.
They don't sell Bush clothing.
Yeah, man.
Come on, Marietta.
Yeah, but yeah.
Marietta Walmart.
I'm thinking about it. But yeah, that would be the one thing. Like, If a man buys it for me because I have a wish list, I would feel so trashy.
Yeah,
I
feel weird.
I just feel weird with an Amazon wish list in general. I would honestly think to myself, what you want from me? You know,
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't just buying me this shirt to buy me this shirt.
No. Nope.
Like,
want to hang out?
You know what I mean? Like,
get a couple drinks.
Yeah.
Who knows?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Swap phone numbers. Text each other on Sundays.
There'd be no way. That'd be the way that happened.
Do you see that play? What a play. All right. Texas jumped Ohio State in the AP poll. Ohio State hadn't played anybody
they
yet. It's not the criticism of them. They just their schedule hasn't gotten hard
Texas
yet.
Texas is 100% legit.
Yeah, and I think that's – we were talking legit. A little bit about it yesterday about, like, if there was any surprise. I think my surprise wasn't related to Michigan because we talked about it. I expect Michigan to take a step back this year. They lost a lot of guys and their coach. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between – other programs that don't take those steps back after they win national championships and lose a lot of guys. It's hard to lose 15 guys to the draft and lose your coach. You know what I mean? Like, that's a very difficult thing to do, and that's what happened with them. I don't know. I wasn't sure Texas was in the class of a Georgia and Ohio State and schools like that. I think they are. I think Texas is legitimately. If Texas wins a national championship this year, I would not be surprised.
Yeah. Nope. I would not be surprised.
And that was a little surprising to me because they were really good last year, but they weren't going to beat Washington. No. And Washington handled their business against them in the playoff. They're better than they were last year.
I agree 100% with you. Texas is better. Texas is, in my opinion, is the same level as Georgia.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's those two. And then when I see Ohio State, because my biggest thing with Ohio State is the quarterback.
Yeah, we just don't know
We just don't know him in games like that. Yeah. I don't believe that Quinn Ewers is going to play bad against Georgia.
I think that's Quinn Ewers is going to play good against everybody.
That's going to be a damn battle.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, we've got 2 weeks. If Milroe starts to figure out that damn offense, that passing game offense.
He will.
Then that's going to be another damn battle when Georgia's going down.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that thought up because Brandon Adams was talking about it on his podcast yesterday. Georgia's schedule was always hard.
Yes.
It kind of even looks harder now than when the season started because whatever concern you might have had about Alabama and DeBoer, whatever, they look pretty – I know they stumbled a minute. They scored 28 points in the fourth quarter last weekend, and they look fine. Texas looks better even than you thought, and they're very good. Tennessee looks really good. Like, Tennessee looks legit, like a playoff team possibly. So, again, Georgia also looks great. Georgia looks really good, too.
I'm not worried about it. We know what we're saying. But I'm talking, teams. Tennessee, we talked about Tennessee. Missouri ain't played nobody, but Missouri's talented.
Yeah, they look good.
They look good. But I'm just telling you right now, Texas a whole lot of problems.
Yeah, I agree.
Texas a whole lot of problems.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.